It was November 25th, 1947. The place was the Hotel Waldorf Astoria in New York City. The president of the Motion Picture Association of America, Eric Johnson, was meeting with 48 film industry executives representing the major studios. The outcome was the joint release of a statement saying the Hollywood studios would not employ communists, but it did not end there. They also agreed that those people identified as the Hollywood 10 should be fired or suspended without pay until they had publicly sworn that they were not communists and were cleared of congressional contempt charges. This was the official beginning of the Hollywood blacklist. But who were the Hollywood 10? How had Tinseltown become a battleground for the Cold War? And who was prosecuting this hunt for communists in the American film industry? The Hollywood 10 were screenwriters, film directors, and producers. These 10 men had been subpoenaed to appear before the Congressional House Committee on Un-American Activities. The end of World War II marked the beginning of the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union, and the Congressional House Committee reflected the climate of fear created by the rise of communism and the clash of ideologies, initially over the partition of Germany. The committee existed to investigate the infiltration of Hollywood by communists, in the belief that communist agents were planting propaganda in American movies. The Hollywood 10 were targeted because, citing the First Amendment and their rights to freedom of speech and assembly, they refused to answer the question, are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? It was not illegal in America to join the Communist Party, and all 10 had been members at one time or another.